Baruch and Blum, everybody. Welcome. Shir number 70. Yud Aleph Tevis. Toshin Samaches. Is that correct? December 12th, 2007.
No, December 19th.
Yeah, 19th. That's better, right. 9-12. That's right. Okay. Glad you're listening. Just testing you.
Testing.
We'll start with a story, and after that story, we'll begin with another story. And then we'll get down to business. A few years ago, when I was a bacher, I'm going back a few years now, a friend of mine told me a story, which really inspired me. The story was with the Vilna Goin. Bob, you listening?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. The great Rav Eliyahu Mevilna, the Gra, who, in the middle of the night, asked a messenger, a Talmud, a student, to go to Rav Chaim Volozhiner's house and ask him to come over. This is the middle of the night. Rav Chaim Volozhiner was summoned, comes to the Gro's house, and the Gro, what else does he want to tell him? Not about Starbucks stock market, nothing wrong. But he wants to tell him that he figured out pshat. He understood the difficulty in the sugya. And it's V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night. So it's night. Day also. So he called his student, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner asked the Gra to wait a moment. He said, I had to say Birchas HaTorah. I had to say the blessing, the bracha, on learning before you speak to me and learn now. I might respond. The Gra sighed. And he said, you have to make the bracha now? It means you were sleeping? He said, what's going to be with future generations if you were sleeping now? So, my chavrusa at the time tells me this story, and I was very inspired. And I continued, we were in the afternoon, so I continued learning, ate supper, I don't remember exactly, but I remember learning that I was... I took the story to heart. It was future generations since the Grah. And I really stayed up late learning that night. And the next day I was bombed. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't learn a word. And I said, came back and I said, how did they do it? How did they concentrate the next day after staying up a whole night? But here's a story, a situation where a person hears a story, he's inspired, and he applies it. But the truth is, I think we often know where we're holding in life and where our capabilities are and where to take the story and how to apply the story. That was the first story. Years later, I'm sleeping and I hear a cry, a scream, middle of the night. Abba, Abba, Abba! My daughter. It's 3:35 in the morning. Run out. I take her out. I pick her up. I change her. Take care of her. And after I think she's ready to go back to bed, she says to me, Abba, I want my pizza now. So I said, what? She said to me, I didn't have my pizza yet. I'm thinking, what is she talking about? It's 3:35 in the morning now. I just took care of her. I cleaned her up. I wanted to put her back in the crib. And she's talking about pizza. And better yet, she says to me, well, Yosef had pizza. I'm thinking, what's going on? Wait, she's talking to her brother. Yosef had pizza? I thought she's delirious here. We just came back from a dinner. So there was a babysitter there. I didn't know what happened. My wife told me that, yeah, the pizza's in the fridge. I come back to my daughter. Yeah, Abba, the pizza's in the fridge. So, listen, I don't need to start screaming, wake up all the kids. I bring her downstairs, I open the fridge, there's the pizza. She wasn't feeling so well, so she didn't get a chance to eat her pizza, but she remembered, she wanted her pizza. I take out the pizza, I said, should I warm it up for you? She said, yes. So it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning now. I put pizza in the toaster oven and I warm it up. Then she wants the chairs next to each other. She wants to sit right next to her father. So I'm like, okay, it's good, it's good. No. She puts the chair, like, smacks them together. So she's eating a pizza. What am I doing? So what else should I do? I take out a sefer. I start learning. What else should we do? Abba, where'd you get that sefer from? Racheli, please eat your pizza. I want to go back to sleep. So I will now share with you what I learned. And I just want to tell you, the next day, I was bombed. I couldn't concentrate either. So the same thing that happened to me years earlier happened to me years later, but it's a different scenario. And she had an opportunity to sleep all along. What was I learning? We're towards the end of the Tfilo Oz Yashir. V'olu Moshiyin Bahatsiyoin Lishpoy Des Haresov V'hoyso L'Hashem HaMalucho. And it will be, the time will come, and the deliverers, the Moshiyim, the saviors, will go up to Har Tzion, the mountain of Tzion, Lishpoid is Har Esav, to judge the mountain of Esav, those of Esav. V'yisol Hashem HaMalucha. And Hashem will have, and the kingdom will be to Hashem. V'hayah Hashem l'melech, and God will be a king. I'll call Haaretz over the whole earth. B'yayim ha'hu, on that day, yeah, Hashem echad u'shmai echad. The Gro, the Vilna Gaon, we come back now to the Vilna Gaon. We started the story with the Vilna Gaon, we'll come back to the Vilna Gaon, because I was learning from his sitter. This was around 4 o'clock in the morning. So I guess if he would called me to tell me a pshat, I would have been able to, right? There's a problem here in the words. On one hand, we have a situation where the Gro asks the question. He says, "Ki la Hashem hamelucha u'moishel bagoyim." He says, "Is God is Hashem a melech or is he a moishel?" Is he a ruler? We have the pasuk right before, like, "Kila Hashem hamelucha u'moishel bagoyim." Should have started with that. He rules over the nations. So first we start with a moishel, a ruler, and then we go to a melech. Explains the Vilna Gaon the difference between a moishel, a ruler, and a melech, and a king, is that a moishel, a ruler, rules over someone irrelevant of the people, of their mindset, whether they want this person to rule over them. The melech, the king, is because the people want him to be the king as well. The kingship is for Hashem. And he rules over all the nations. When does he rule all over all the nations in such a fashion? That's in a situation when we are in the world like we live in today. When we live in a world of Olam Hazeh, when the nations of the world, when the people of this world, they don't recognize Hashem as the Melech over the world. However, it will be a time for all the deliverers will come, Lishpoy this Har Esav, to judge Esav. We're talking about in the future now, when Mashiach will come. V'hoyisol Hashem HaMelucha. At that point in time, Hashem will have what? The Melucha. The Malchus. And how does the tefillah end off? V'yashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. God will be king over the whole entire aretz. And on that day, by Yom Ahu, Yashem echad u'shmo echad. Hashem, his name is one, will be one, and his name is one. Because the nations of the world, the whole entire universe, will recognize the melech, al kol ha'aretz, the king over the whole entire land. And on a side point, my daughter, there's a song that, Ki la Hashem hamelucha, I'll spare you the song, I'm not really, she actually can carry a tune, and she goes around the house singing, the same little daughter of mine. So she's really part of the share tonight. Now, I think tonight it would be appropriate we're discussing the future, the time when Hashem will be the Melech al Kol Haaretz, the king over the whole entire universe, when he'll be recognized. Of course, God is the king over everything that exists and will exist and did exist. But we're referring to a state where he will be recognized as such. I think it's appropriate for us to understand it a little better, a little deeper. Just passing out these papers here. Thank you. It's booklets. And we'll try to understand what is our position, what is our job in regards to bringing Mashiach a step closer and understanding how does tefillah work in general. We'll skip the first couple of pages. We'll start with page Mem Hei, when it says Halakach V'Alibu. This page looks like this. Okay. And this is from Rav Avram Shor Shlita, the son of Rav Gedalia Shor, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And he's now going to discuss the tefillos, the prayers, going back a few weeks in Parshas, told us of Yitzchak and Rivka. And let's together work a little through this. And if you have a palm pad with a calculator, please take it out. Ksiv, it says, Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'neichach ishtoi. Yitzchak, Yetar is the lashon of tefillah, davened l'Hashem, to Hashem, l'neichach ishtoi, Abba's wife, for his wife. Well, maybe Rashi brings down, Vayetar, hirbe v'hivtze v'tefillah. What was he doing? What was Yitzchak doing? He was davening. He continued, he worked hard, he emphasized his focus on tefillah. Umatzinu Eitzel, we find Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom, we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shamalai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Israel. He wanted to enter the land of Israel. Rav Loch Al Toysef, Hashem said, it's enough, stop davening. Your share, your reward will be plenty. Enter to Eretz Israel? No, you can't. Al Toysef. You have plenty of reward ahead of you. He continues and brings down Rashi. Let's skip a couple lines. Hare Shemaisha Beino Hifzer B'Tfilo Ad Ashir HaYoysar Godol. She spalled Tfilos Kiminin HaGimashu Shel V'Eschanon. Maisha Beino Davin, how many Tfilos? The same Gimashu as V'Eschanon. 515. Now, we have to keep, as what's called, keep cheshbon, keep track of the numbers here. Shem Tov Kuf Tesvov Tfilos, 515 Tfilos. Vezeh Gamkein Shir at Tfilos, Shispalu Yitzchak V'Rivka. The same 515 prayers, Tfilos, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened in the future, Yitzchak and Rivka davened together as well. 515 tefillahs. What's 515? What is Tav Kuf Tesvav? What is the number? What is important about this number? We'll see. We see that 515 is the gematria of tefillah. Kizeh shir ha-tefillah shnikras b'shem v'yetar. Because this is the type of tefillah that is defined of as when we say Vayetar, he davened. When we say Vayetar, Vayetar, which means davening, what type of davening? A davening of 515 tefillos. Imagine that, imagine in davening 515 tefillos.
In how much time?
That's a good question. Imagine there's someone who's waiting to, he finished davening Shemoneh Esrei already, and the halacha is that you shouldn't walk back. Imagine he's still waiting until the person takes the steps back for 515 tefillos. I'd recommend if you die in 515 tefillos, you should stand in the front. So no one's going to be... Next paragraph. He brings from Rav Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who asked the Belzer Rebbe. He asked the Belzer Rebbe, what is the significance Shalu mai inyan hamisvashal taf kuf tezvav tefilas. What is this inyan of the 515 tefilas? Lomis palo Moshe Rabbeinu daiko kumin hazeh. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu specifically daven this amount of tefilas? 515. So he says ki isa b'sifik kabbalah. So you want to tell somebody learn b'sifik kabbalah? He's quoting it here, the concept. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu yorad imachane. Hashem came down with a camp. And Hashem built that first wall of what? Of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ayinu ki choymos HaMikdash hu alayday minyan kuf gimol ki minyan hagemacha shel machane. The wall of the Beis HaMikdash is the same gematria of, he says, ki choymes hamikdash, the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, who al yedei minyan kuf gimel, is through 103, which is the gematria of machane. It all ties in together, we just have to have patience till the end. Comes along, first Hashem came along, brought down this first wall, the spiritual wall. Who's next? V'avram ha'isiv kaisel hasheni, Avram Avinu, brings the second wall. That's why we find Olchem Atzinu Gemar Msochem that Peches Amar Aleph Shekara Avram Har. Har is with the gematria, with the word itself, the Shema Koilo. You add one more. Is how much is Har? The gematria of Har. Har Resh is 200. He is 5. It's 205. Even without the palm. Now we add one more because we have this ability in the Shema Koilo with the laws of gematria. We have 206, which is 2 times machane. The camp is two times machane. We have now another wall. Yitzchak calls it Sodeh. The Torah tells us Yitzchak calls that place not Har, but Sodeh. Sodeh is the gematria 3 times machane. That's 3 times machane. 3 times 103. And Yaakov kara bayis shenigmar al dei avaydoso hamechitzo harevius. Yaakov Avinu, he makes the house, he seals it up. Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes the first wall. Avram, Yitzchak, and now Yaakov. Umoish Rabbeinu hoisif oid kuf gimel shal yodai nase hatikro shal beis hamikdash v'zehu hamachuvan shal minen tof kuf tesfach tefilas. What does Moshe Rabbeinu come along, says the Belzer Rebbe, and explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, after you have the four walls, he comes and puts the roof on top. That's right. Together, all four with the fifth is a total of 515. Yeah, we're not finished yet. If you don't understand, you're in good company. You're not supposed to yet. Yeah, you're not supposed to yet. It's not possible, really. We're like in the middle. It's not really possible. At the end, when you don't understand, then tell me. If you don't understand. V'nei yoidim onu, we know, he says, we're now in this paragraph over here. Ki kol davar yesh lo shesh ktsavos. Everything has 6 sides. So we're missing something. We have 4 walls, and we have a top. Four. We're missing the floor. Zev, you're on the ball tonight. V'adayin ha'natzirim li'yisoy kedushas ha'mikdash. We need the foundation, the floor. L'hashim tzad ha'shishis ha'inu ritzvas ha'mikdash. To complete the floor. The floor of the holy Beis ha'mikdash. V'inei amru chazal tell us. L'gmorin soy tedaf yedzayin amar alef. Ish v'yisho zochu shchino b'neihen. If a husband and a wife merit properly, then the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His presence will dwell amongst them. Lo yizachu, however, if they do not merit, what does it mean, merit? If they do not merit to have peace amongst each other, Eish Eichloson, then a fire will consume them. Why? Ki Ish, V'isha Bebeisom, Heimam Shechim Shechina L'tachtoinim. Aladei Shem Yasdim Bais. Why is this? Because a husband and a wife, when they work together on peace in the house, they bring God's presence down in this world. I just remembered, I forgot to announce before, next week I have a wedding Wednesday night, so I will not be able to be here. I was once, I think I mentioned, I was once able to dance by two weddings the same night, even though they were in different towns. I'll tell you another time. But this is too far away, I can't pull this one off. But we're saying here, ish v'ish zachu, if a husband and wife merit, then Hashem's presence will be down here. I just was listening to a tape from the great tzaddik, Rav Avigdor Milezetzal, and he took two gemaras, and he explained these two gemaras so beautifully. One gemara says that when, unfortunately, sometimes it might happen, a divorce will take place, so the mizbeach, the altar, will weep because that happened. What's the connection? Why should the Beis HaMikdash cry over the fact that a divorce took place? On the other hand, there's a Gemara that says that when one is misameach chasam ekalo, when one gladdens the heart of a chasam ekalo, it's like he rebuilds a wall of the Beis HaMikdash. So explained to Avigdor Miller, this concept that we just said over here, that the shalom bayis, the peace, the sanctity, which is brought into the house through the peace of the from the husband and wife. If there's a divorce, so then it's like the Beis HaMikdash was now destroyed. So when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so that's why one cries. That's just like we cry in Tisha B'Av. If, however, one is misameach achasan akalo, because they are building a Beis HaMikdash now, achasan akalo, they are building a Beis HaMikdash. When one rejoices by the wedding, it's because they will now bring the Shekhinah down to this world. To tie this in, as we're not finished yet, but to tie this in as to the Oz Yashir, we're discussing by Yoyim Ahu on that day, Yashem Echor Shmayachor, Hashem will be one. Hashem can only be one when we are one, when we act as one, when we are together with one. The starting point, the man has to find peace with inside himself. He has to have shalom, peace with himself. He has to have shalom, peace between him and his friends. He has to have shalom, peace between him and his spouse. Putting all these situations together, then there will be peace, and there will be one, a unity. Hashem Echor Ushma Yachor. Hashem will be one, his name will be one. He will be recognized around the whole entire universe. He continues in the same paragraph and says, V'ish v'isho, together you add the gematria, is 618. That's 6 times 103. Which was, what was 103? The machaneh that we started with, that camp that we started with, that Hashem began, Hashem put one wall. Avram another, Yitzchak a third, a second, Yaakov the third wall. The walls around the Beis HaMikdash are finished, are built. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu and he closes the Beis HaMikdash with the ceiling. That's 515 tefillos. Another 103, because the husband and the wife, the Shalom Bayis, they add that last floor. And it's Shalom in the world, it's the focus that has to be on the peace in the world. L'chein Matzino. We go to the last paragraph on the page. Matzino kan she mirames ha-Teira tof kuf tes vav tfilois etzel Yitzchak v'Rivka. That's why the Torah is mirames, it hints to us 515 tfilos by Yitzchak and Rivka. Ki inen ha-tof kuf tes vav hu'am shachas kedushas ha-mikdosh v'shleimus. It's a complete perfection of the kedusha, the sanctity of the base ha-mikdosh. That through the Kedusha, we build literally the Beis HaMikdash. But this is only if there is, we turn the page. That's only if they have the Noichach Leishto, he daven opposite his wife, he daven for his wife, he daven with the sanctity, with the Kedusha, with the Shalom Bayis of his wife, because there was the Shalom Bayis, that peace. Rav Avigdor Miller And what he says in regards to his spouse, and I'm talking to myself, it's just so beautiful to share. And if anybody needs this, those who know me well, they know I need this. And if you think I don't need it, it means you don't know me well. Just ask my wife. And he says that a husband, he says sometimes the husband or the wife, they say that they don't communicate enough. And he says, no, the problem is they communicate too much. And now you turn your head, right? He said, when the wife talks, what should the husband say? Exactly right, Gershon. Yes, 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 and yes. And this concept could be taken as well. My father, he would always tell us, you don't have to have the last word. Don't have to have the last word. Sometimes there's a conversation which people have, and one person says something, another person says something. If we would just stop and leave it, the shalom, the peace would exist much greater. One doesn't always have to have the last word. It's the yes. When a person says yes to the next person, it's difficult to continue that argument. I agree with you. But no! I said, I agree with you. Oh, okay, fine. No, it stops. And that's what we're saying over here. The focus is to bring to as we say by the end of Aleinu, and as we're saying over here, on that day, Yashem Echad Rishmayachad. And then as the girl told us, as I saw around 4 o'clock in the morning with my daughter eating her pizza. Thank you. As the girl told us, there will be a situation where not a Moishel, but a Melech, I'll call Haaretz. As we end the Oz Yosha with. He says in the next paragraph, in a Tfilo Shel Yehudi, this aspect, the concept of Tfilo by Yehudi, now when a person davens, he has a connection, a relationship, likdushos hamikdash. He has that connection to what? To the sanctity of the base hamikdash. And a person is davening. Now, if a person is thinking about, could it be true that Red Sox won again the World Series? I know we're in football season now, I know. But it could be true. Twice in the past couple of years, few years. What happened to that great curse? Now, if a person's thinking about that, of course, the Kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, is going to be a little difficult. He's thinking about the Kedusha's green monster. Which there is no Kedusha there, excuse me. Yesh lodem keshe v'shaychas l'kedushas hamikdash b'shas ha'tfilo omru chazal she'echavin libo neged beis koshe kedoshim. We are told that when a person davens, he has to have kavana that he's in the Holy of Holies, in the koshe kedoshim. Sanctum Sanctorum, he is there. That's what he should concentrate, he should focus on. It's not just a sign where he should focus towards the Holy of Holies. Says Rashor, he continues, Rak Zehu Hamitzil Shel Tfila. This is the actuality, the fact of Tfila, of prayer. That he is there, he is facing. He is facing the Kodesh Kedoshim. He is standing in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He is a Kohen Gadol. Even though not one of us here are a Kohen in this room, when it comes to Tfila, we are all Kohanim. He has this relationship to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even though we have no physical Beis HaMikdash, but the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, it lasts forever. That this is the Beis HaMikdash, is a Beis Tfila, is a bais, a house for Tfila, for prayer. Basi, my house, Beis Tefila Yikarei will be called. Beis Sha'odam I made Betfilo. At the time when a person stands Betfilo and davening, Yochol Yoshayach Kedushas Beis Hamikdash. It's possible that he has this Kedushas Beis Hamikdash. Tefila Begematria Tov Kuf Tesvav. Tefila, we said, is Tov Kuf Tesvav, 515. If you're not getting it now, if it's going, the numbers are flying around, you get the recording. Or you get the notes from my good friend Dennis Rosen. Kibeis atfilo ha'adam yachol yaitz mukuf mikol stodim mekedushas hamikdash. Because at time of tefila, a person can be surrounded from all sides of kedushas hamikdash. the sanctity, the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. V'rak shezeh toloi shuyeh roi lezeh. However, there's something, there's one t'nai we're mentioning over here, a stipulation. Last week we discussed gaiva. We discussed arrogance. We discussed how a person who is a baal gaiva, an arrogant person, ain't tfilos and ishmas, his prayers, his tfilos will not be answered. Someone said to me, you know, you should discuss chanufa, flattery. It's a good thing to discuss. I said, well, we're discussing those things where they tie into tefillah. So then I saw the Chas Chaim brings down the Gemara in Saita, Daf Mem Zayin. We saw this past Shabbos. That's flattery as well. Chanufa, a person is a he flatters people. He also, his tefillahs will also not be nishmas, will not be heard. Here we're discussing a situation where how does he bring his tefillahs that they will be heard in the positive sense. Not refraining from the negative, but to do the positive. What's he saying? He says we need this Kedushas Habayis, the Shechina, the Shalom Habayis, the peace that rests in the house. And it doesn't just have to be in the house, but it has to be the peace, the inner peace within himself, the peace with his friends, the peace with his society, the peace with his congregants, the peace with his relationship with people. But the starting point is the house. He says, we're skipping now to this next paragraph, the corner at the bottom, next column, same page, where the brackets are. V'ayfin sheish l'hamshech kedushas hamikdash l'dayris. This the way to continue to make sure the kedusha, the sanctity of the Beis Hamikdash, continues for all generations who alidei tefillah. It's through tefillah, through prayer. Because as we said, tefillah is Tav Kuf Tesva 515. That was the mispah, the number that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, because that was the house, the ceiling of the walls of the Beis Hamikdash in the spiritual sense. Shehu Aklal Mechitzus Hamikdash, which is it takes the walls and puts the house on top, the roof on top. V'yitzchok v'rivka hispalo Tav Kuf Tesva Tfilos. Why? Because they davened also 515 tefillos. Sheha Beisi Beis Tefila Yiyeh Be'eis Shekol Adam Oimed B'tefila. Then at the time when Yitzchak and Rivka, and we will all daven in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash in the physical sense today, but we have the Makom HaTfilah, the Shul, the Beis HaKnesses. In that sense, we have that ability to relate and to attach to all the Tfilah, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. We're turning to the next page now. And the question has to be asked, how does tefillah help? We've discussed this in the past. We'll ask the question here again now, and then we'll come to conclude. How does tefillah help? If a person, there's a decree on a person, Hashem says, no, he should not have something. So how does tefillah help? Let's read the words of the Sefer Ikrim. And he says as follows, in the bold, on the top right, on page 78. Im nigzar ein sarach tefila. Vim loy nigzar eich toila tefila lishnois ratzon Hashem. If it's not decreed against the person, so what does he need? What does he need tefila for? He'll get it. And if there's a decree, the person will not get something. So how does tefila help? Hashem said no. Maral also asks this question in the Sivat Tfila Perik Beis. V'yesh Shoylan, there are those who ask. Ahal Tfila, in regards to prayer. Im roi ha'odom sheyitein Hashem yisbara achelo ha'dovar shumispalo lomo lo yitein ilov beloy tfila. If the person is supposed to get something, so why does he to daven for it? If the person's he deserves to get this thing that he should get, lama lo yitein elov beloy tefila. So why does Hashem give it to him without tefila? V'im ein roy elov, and if he's not roy to get it, if he's not fit to get it, im kain afi mispala v'yivakish v'chi b'shvil tefilosa yitein elov, and if he's not deserving it, so because he'll now daven for it, so now he'll get it. How does tefillah work? We daven all the time. It's a basic question I'm sure we all have. Unless you know the answer already. The Tosfos Yontif, a Talmud of the Maharal, he asked the same question. At the end of Kiddushim, Maseches Kiddushim on the Mishnah, he says, Shaloya Nius Mina Unos, Vloya Shiris Mina Umnus. A person is not a poor person because of his job. A person does not become wealthy because of his position. It's not the job that makes him the money. If everything is according to his merits, which we've discussed the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, and the Ramban asks, the Ramban tells us over there, the way that Hashem organized the world, set into motion, is that according to our mitzvahs that we fulfill, we will be blessed with good. We just had a whole share in this, many share on this. And according to the averus that a person might do, chas v'shalom, then he'll be punished, and then the good will cease to exist until he does his tshuva. So what is tefillah? Let's turn the page and see the answer before the bell rings. On page 80, the Sefer Ikrim, as explained by the Sefer Koichos Shel Tefillah, right over here in the bottom, he explains as follows. HaTefillah tafkido lishanois lishnois es madregas ha'odo. Step 1. Tefillah, the purpose of Tefillah is to change the level of man. Man was holding here, and now he's holding here. Through that tefillah. V'lo yes rotz Hashem, but not that he's changing the will and the desire of the way Hashem wants to deal with a person, but the man is changing who he is. Tefillah is the one purpose is that the man is changing who he is. He was here, he's not him anymore. He's not this person, he's someone else. And when now this person is not the same person anymore, he's a different person. So all those decrees that were decreed on him, that was for that person. But now he's someone else. He elevated himself. He davened to Hashem. He humbled himself. He came closer to Hashem. Let's go to the next page over there, page 81, saying don't turn the page, just turn the left column. Second paragraph over here, and this is the major important point over here. Hamispalo bekavono, amitis, a person, as the Maral explains, Hamispalo bekavono, amitis, a person who downs with proper kavono, true kavono, true concentration. He knows, he understands the words he's saying. He's saying that goy gol, like we said last week. Hashem is everything. It's all powerful. And this mindset, every millisecond that the battle exists, where a person will say, oh, it was me, or it was my intellect, my ideas, whatever it might be. We're concerned that we don't get the proper honor that we deserve. If we realize it's goy gol, it's Hashem who is on top, of all those who are arrogant. If we focus on this concept, then we won't be concerned with the covet. Hamispal v'kavon emidus mishanet dagos bitchunoi b'Hashem. He changes his level of trust in Hashem. Zoyche bekach, he merits in this lishinoi. He changes the scale, the balance of the scale, like that according to what it was, now he tips it in the right direction. Listen to these words of the Maral. When a person davens the proper tefillah, he breaks the decree that was decreed on this person's suffering. This man was decreed to have suffering, pain, but he changed himself, he elevated himself to a different level now.
Shinoi dargo kazem is sakinis nafshik beloit tzorech biyesurim
Shnigzulov Medrigosman with Medrigosa Akademis. It changes the need for him to have those Yusurim, the suffering, the pain that a person might have deserved. It doesn't change Hashem said what this person should have, but the person changed who he is. We end now with the reminder that everything is toloi in shalom, in peace. Peace at home, first peace with ourselves, with that first story that we started with, that we have to realize the level we're on, who we are. We have to realize also how what to strive for. The Vilna Goyim was up all night learning. And if we do have to get up at night, so maybe we could learn also at 3 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't recommend eating pizza, though. In Mitzvah Hashem, we shall merit b'shzoiche to this midah of shalom, of peace, and come to the point God will be the ruler, not just the ruler, but the king, the melech, the king, because the whole entire universe will recognize what? By Yoimahu on that day Yeshem Echad Ushma Yachad.